following pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a really, really important show for you today, one that people have been waiting for some time now. And we've got Dr. Peter Rouse on the show today, and we're going to be talking about epigenetics. I just want to remind everybody about the Orbit Nutrition Blowout Sale. You can get all performance-enhancing supplements, PES supplements, Alpha T2, Erase, and Shift, which is a form of Alpha T2 without the stimulants, at ridiculously low prices. Just go to Orbit Nutrition and check them out. This sale goes through midnight Saturday, so don't miss this opportunity. Okay, we've all heard the terms epigenetics. I did one of my first shows about 3 years ago on epigenetics. Still kind of confused about what to expect. Back in the day when I did my first show about epigenetics, it was a very, very glossed over term. It had a variety of meanings and very, very esoteric, and most people really didn't get it. My guest today is Dr. Peter Rouse, and he has a deeper understanding of epigenetics. Welcome to the show, Peter. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Cal. How are you going?
Great. First of all, you said you wanted to make a disclosure before we got started.
Yeah, I just want to make a disclosure. I do have vested interest and financial interest in this field, so I just want to make sure that's clear. However, the information I'm giving out today won't make me any money or anything like that. So I'm giving away basically a lot of information over the next hopefully four shows that we're doing, and hopefully help a lot of people in the process.
Now, when you say you have a vested interest, do you have a product coming out? Is that what you mean?
No, research-based.
Okay, all right. So with that being said, give us the Reader's Digest version. What does epigenetics even stand for? What does it mean today?
Well, let's look at the term. First off, the term epigenetics means above the gene, which means it works beyond and outside and surrounding the gene and how the gene expresses itself. Now, the term epigenetics, I think, is kind of, like you said at the beginning of the show, yeah, it's very misunderstood. A lot of people think it has, you know, kind of mystical background with it. Some think it's total BS as well.
Some think it's related to certain supplements, that just specific supplements are reserved for epigenetic purposes.
Yeah. And that is a little bit, and that's some one of the things we're going to get into in one of the shows, is show people how we can kind of improve some of the gene expression through supplementation, but more importantly through diet. I guess, you know, epigenetics actually really started back in 1911, was when the first kind of, the progression towards that thought pattern started back in 1911. And even if you can go back further than that, before even, you know, the whole thought of evolution and Darwinism, the thought was that, you know, there was a greater impact behind the development of the species rather than just a gene or, you know, this slow development of change over a long period of time. And this can be seen, for example, in the giraffes. What's thought to happen, and this is, of course, you know, somewhat theory, somewhat verified too, but the giraffes' necks grew over only a few generations to reach the higher leaves. So you had a dramatic genetic alteration in a animal that would normally take, you know, people would think take hundreds of thousands of years.
Right.
This was seen over only several generations.
I mean, that's pretty astounding. I didn't realize that. That just goes to show you that the environment has a lot more to do with the gene than we say it does, or what we like to believe it does. You know, people always talk about genetics, but really, the environment plays a larger role on the outcome of those genetics, doesn't it?
Well, it's about a 95-5% ratio, meaning that 5% is your written gene that you can't do much about. 95%, you can change.
That's exciting.
It's huge. People don't understand. I'm really excited about this field because it's such a broad availability of what we can do in different areas, medicine, even with your training. This is why we're on the show here too, to show people how they can improve their training through genetic expression. This is something we apply at our facility, but we don't tell people what we're doing because we'll freak them out. But, you know, we apply this, all these principles along the way as well. When we're looking at functional medicine, working with patients that are, you know, have chronic conditions, we're looking at the epigenetic component there. I just started working with a patient with MS, and I would like to see in a year from now, we'll probably see a huge difference. I think a total regression of her MS, and maybe even hopefully I started to see a reversal of the condition. So in using totally these principles, non-pharmaceutical intervention as well in her case.
That's so exciting.
The developability of what we can do with epigenetics is massive. I mean, a good way to explain the epigenetics is look at the honeybee. You know, the honeybee starts off, all the larvae is genetically identical. Now, some larvae are selected to be fed royal jelly. Others are fed the standard honeybee food.
Right.
The royal jelly has an effect on the gene expression and methylation of the DNA that creates the queen bee.
The queen isn't born a queen. She's made a queen by her nutrition.
Exactly. And it's the royal jelly that creates basically turning on and off of certain genes that allow that to occur. So, and this is what I want to get into in the next show is what we're going to do today is more of a superficial understanding of epigenetics and really explain this. And then we get into the science next time and we'll get really deep into it and give people an opportunity to understand this. And one of the samples I'm going to use is the honeybee. Another one you can look at as far as the gene expression and epigenetics is look at the butterfly. Look where it starts from. It's the genetic alteration.
Yeah, it starts out as a caterpillar. Right, exactly.
And look at the expression of the phenotype through development. So the phenotype meaning the physical or the, you know, the actual characteristics of the organism. So we're talking about here, the caterpillar starts out, goes into a cocoon, and has a mutation into the butterfly. This is classic 101 epigenetic.
So, but how could that be epigenetic? I mean, does the environment really play a role in that outcome, or is the organism pre-programmed to do that genetically?
It's pre-programmed, but only through the epigenetic environment that it can do that because of it needs a certain environment.
So for instance, are you saying that if certain conditions are not met, that caterpillar will not turn into a butterfly? It will just live as a caterpillar and die as a caterpillar?
It will die. I mean, look at weather conditions. That's why they die off. You know, weather conditions will play a bit important role. And going back to bees, I mean, look what happened to bees these days.
Okay.
Bees are dying off everywhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's profound when you talk about the giraffe, when you talk about how a queen bee arises. That is absolutely proof positive that the environment is playing a larger role in the outcome of genetic coding, in my opinion.
Well, I'll bring this up now, and this is something really interesting, is that people think about, okay, you are what you eat. Well, it's a little bit beyond that. You are what your grandmother ate.
I know, right?
The epigenetic expression from your grandparents, from three generations, can be expressed over three generations. Meaning that, for example, in Switzerland, there was a village that was kind of exiled and stuff like that, and they were basically go through stages of famine. What they found was this famine created the epigenetic response in these people, okay? Lower birth rates was one of the case. Remembering that if this famine, there's not enough food, so the body goes into a state where it doesn't want to create as many babies, of course, but there's not enough food to feed them, right?
Right.
This lower birth rate was seen through three generations because of the epigenetic expression. Even though this generation, the next two generations, had plenty of food, that epigenetic expression was still there from their grandparents through the time when they went through famine.
Wow. That's amazing.
So now, thinking about that, we're looking at extinction of the human race right now because the way we're eating right now is going to affect the next three generations.
Well, and I was just going to say, what about GMO? You know what I mean? We have this whole – everybody who talks about GMO says – we won't even see the effects of GMO produce and even animal proteins now until our children have children.
Well, they refuse, totally refuse to research the epigenetic or the genetic response to these GMO foods. They don't want to know because it's about making a dollar today rather than a dollar tomorrow.
Right.
Also, you know my other views on regarding to population control, part of that. But the whole point is that, yeah, these things that were happening today is going to affect the next three generations. And then if the next generation is still impacting, it's going to affect the next three generations of that. So you're going to end up with basically a wipeout of the human race if we don't do something about it now. And we're talking about environmental toxins too. Look at the environment. The toxins in the environment alter the gene expression, alter the epigenetic expression. So that's going to alter it for the next generation, and they're exposed to the same thing. That's going to create a permanent change in these genetic alterations.
Right.
One thing I hear a lot, this is something that – this has told me that people really don't understand the application of epigenetics is, well, we've been eating – this is my pet peeve about grains, right? So we've been eating grains for 10,000 years. We've adapted to it. You know, if we can – we've got this epigenetic expression, why can't we adapt to it? Now, what I say is, okay, if the genetic expression can only adapt so much for one, try taking arsenic for a couple of generations and see what happens. Do you think your body can adapt to arsenic and be able to survive in by consuming arsenic?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not going to happen.
But okay.
Well, and arsenic is naturally occurring. So why, looking at that, you know, grains actually produce natural pesticides, create these anti-nutrients and so forth that destroy the human body. The body is not going to cope and adapt to that.
Okay.
So
we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you a question about homesis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to derail the epigenetic discussion, but I want to just ask you a question about homesis because there are some out there who believe that by eating grains and eating those things, we're actually instructing the body to get stronger. We're talking today with Dr. Peter Rouse. We're talking about epigenetics. This is the first of a multi-part series of lectures that we'll be doing to give people a greater understanding of how, A, epigenetics works, and how, B, they can influence the outcome of their health and their life. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytocert Derm's 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserm's 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Dr. Peter Rouse. We're talking about the very, very interesting subject of epigenetics and how it actually may play a major role in how your life turns out. You have control, actually. Dr. Rouse, what about hormesis? What about the groups out there that say, look, eating these foods that we were not designed to eat, but in small quantities over long periods of time, maybe even generations, increases our strength and resistance, and many talk about this process of a hormesis.
Well, how's that working out for them? We've got a cancer rate 1 and 2. Heart disease is up. Diabetes is up. So do you think that's kind of working just on that front alone? I mean, I know there's other impacts there, but you got to look at that as being kind of some kind of evidence there that maybe that's not the best thing anyway. Also, what happens is these small exposures can actually weaken the immune system response to these toxins entering the body. So you're taking small, it's like a vaccine in some ways. And that's why vaccines don't work. Not only don't they work, they actually end up causing more damage. And that's because of the small exposure to these toxins, and these plants produce toxins to protect themselves from us, from eating them. So small exposure to these toxins can bypass the immune system, and designed to do that too, because part of the things with grains, it breaks down the mucosal barrier of the digestive system. The GI breaks down, allowing these particles to pass through the mucosal barrier without intervention, therefore entering the bloodstream directly, thus getting exposed to the immune system, and the immune system goes haywire. So saying that the body will adapt to that is kind of asinine, and the evidence is there, because look at the way the health, the state of this planet is. On top of that, and we will begin into this next show, is the epigenetic response to grains. And this is something that's going to blow people away.
Okay. All right, so let's move forward with the concept of epigenetics. So where do you want to start with this?
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, explaining a little bit about epigenetics. You know, we're going to get it more technical into the next show, but I want to give you some more examples of situations where epigenetic has become evident, and we can see many of the, you know, conditions and syndromes occurring because of epigenetics. For example, you know, there was a situation where have you heard of Angelman syndrome?
No, what is that?
It's a neurological, kind of somewhat neurological disorder. These people have no communication skills. You know, they're pretty much messed up. The reason it's called Angelman is because they kind of constantly look happy, they're smiling, laughing, but they have no communication skills and motor skill problems and so forth. Now, there's also another syndrome called the Prader-Willi syndrome, which is basically similar kind of lines. It's a genetic disorder again, and it affects, of course, you know, obesity is a big part of that, because it affects the hunger, inability to control, you know, behavioral problems and stuff like that. So you'll see this is like the true obesity gene, right?
Okay.
Now, these two syndromes, the funny thing about it is caused by the same genetic default, okay? So what happens is the breakdown of that gene expression, which is, I think, chromosome 15, okay, is affected at birth. Now, the depending on which donor has that defective gene will determine which syndrome they get. If it's from the mother, then they get Angelman. If it's from the father, they get the Prader-Willi syndrome. So how would the body know which comes from other than the epigenetic transfer of information from the parents to the newborn child? If it's just a genetic breakdown, they wouldn't know which donor is from, other than these messengers, these methyl group messengers being transferred over on an epigenetic level through to the fetus. So what I mean by that is usually what people thought happened was when you get, you know, the pairing of the two chromosomes, you know, when the mother and father, you know, combine their genes, you get the combination of genes. What happens? It goes through and wipes the plate. So you get like a new clean slate. But that doesn't occur. It doesn't clean the slate completely. And these genetic markers, methyl markers that are on the genes are basically transferred from mother or father to child. And the body can, the genetic makeup can identify which side of the family it's from, and you'll get a different syndrome. So this is unseen. They couldn't explain this before. How come only mothers produce this one and only fathers produce this syndrome?
Wow, that's amazing.
So, you know, you can, if one side of your family has the defective gene, then you're going to get a different disorder than if the other side of the family, even though genes combine and where they thought everything was just kind of mixed and blended together, kind of.
Right, right.
So, I mean, if you look at epigenetics, I mean, the good way that I've heard it explained over and over again is the genome is your hardware, the epigenome is the software. So pretty much the epigenome is what tells the hardware what to do. It tells what cell type cell to be and what the cell to do.
Right.
So when I was talking about before, you know, your epigenetics is 95% of what's going on, rather than what they thought was, you know, it was more the gene was the genetic level of the genome was 95%. It's not. You can alter so much, and many of the conditions today can be reversed through the application of epigenetics. You know, looking back at, you know, the research came out, I think it's finished in 2003, and that was the Human Genome Project. You've heard of that probably, haven't you?
Yes. And I always learned that what came out of the Human Genome Project really confounded the purpose of it, and that was that you're not a slave to your genes. You're not a slave to your genetics at all.
Well, the funny thing was they went in believing that we had over 100,000 genomes. What they came back was, it was a little bit less than 30,000. And they couldn't understand this initially because for complexity of a human, how can there be only 30,000? This is where we're talking about epigenetics, above the gene, and this is where epigenetic expression occurs above that. So these modifications of the gene expression through epigenetics makes a whole more complex level. It's multiplying by a factor of 27,000. So you've got 27,000 multiplied by a factor of 27,000. Work out how much that is.
Wow.
If you've got a calculator, that's huge, okay? So basically, we don't need the, you know, there's some plants with more genes than we do.
Really?
Yeah, but they don't have the same epigenetic expression. So the complexity of it is nowhere near as high. So they need all those genes because it's a basic genetic, pattern that they follow and without any kind of external expression. So, because they don't have as much environmental input coming in. So they can't sense, their sensory input is less. So remembering all our epigenetics is influenced by the environment. And remember the environment goes beyond what's the environment you can see. And you've talked about this before. The effect of, for example, electromagnetic fields on the epigenetic expression is being proven. And we'll get into it a little bit deeper later on when we talk about toxicity and the gene expression. So electromagnetic fields has an effect on your genetic expression. I know that's a pet peeve of yours about the EMF fields and so forth.
Right. I mean, I believe that RF and EMF has altered the way the human physiology works. We, even though we can't see it, we can't necessarily feel it, we know that it is incident upon our cells. I mean, we know that anything above 1 gigahertz affects brain activity.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's actually, you know, part of the way they do people probably don't want to get into this subject, and I'm not going to go too deep in it, but look at how they do programming on television for advertising, and they do a flicker rate of the television influences your thought patterns of how you uptake that information being broadcast to you.
Really?
Yeah. And then that can actually, and getting back to thoughts and emotions, can affect your genome.
Yeah, no, I have heard that. I am aware of that.
Okay. Now, talking about emotions, this is an interesting thing, is that another study they did, and they first looked at rats. Now, rats they use because of the shorter lifespan and easier to study. And also, the mothering of the rats. So what happens is you get these rats, you're using, and they basically, the rats are very maternal. They're licking, continuously licking the pups, okay? So they're continuously licking the pups, only 24 hours a day. They're just like licking and licking and licking. It's like, a mother cuddling a child and giving them so much care, love, and know that they're being protected, okay? That creates methylation of the gene, and we're going to get into that next series because I want to get into a whole deep understanding of the epigenetic and genome. But the methylation of the gene occurs when the mother is giving a lot more care and loving to the pup by licking it and licking it and licking it. And they go crazy. It's almost continuous. Then what you see in other rats that aren't licking or being taken away from that, you see a demethylation of these genes. So just from that early childhood, this is where early childhood development is so important, that if you aren't given that loving environment, that can affect your genes later in life. And another interesting thing about that is they did a really huge study on people who committed suicide and found that a huge percentage, I think it was over 80% of them had demethylated genes.
Now, what does that mean, demethylated? Because Professor Dr. Andrew also talked about methylation of genes on his post in reference to today's show. What are we talking about when we're talking about methylation of genes?
Okay, what happens is, I was going to save this a little bit. I'll make it basic today so people really understand. We're going to go deep into this next time. Okay, you got your genome, your DNA. Your genome is wrapped around these histones, which are kind of like a series of proteins, okay? 8 little kind of proteins there, histones, and has a little histone tail off it. The methylation comes in and actually can turn that gene, tighten it and unravel it up. And then what happens is you can either turn the gene on and off, the expression of those genes on and off through the methylation of attachment onto that histone tail. So basically it's like an on and off switch for particular gene expressions.
Right.
Okay, so it's a kind of really simplifying it, but, basically if you look at it, DNA methylation together with histone modification defines what epigenetic program is. This is where the epigenetic occurs above, this is where it's talking about, above the gene. The genes wrapped around these histones, and this expression of the gene occurs outside of
what about once you're formed? You're an adult. Do your emotions, do your thoughts, do they still influence your genetic code, or is that just when you're a baby in the womb and you're forming, or young and forming?
You think about it. Someone starts on a negative cycle, and what happens to the health? It just cycles downward.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I'm living it right now.
So, that whole – this what I tell people, this is going to be really harsh. Suck it up and pick it up. Because
yeah, I know.
Just picking it up is going to improve that. Another thing, too, is the – and I'll talk about this a little bit later on. I'll talk about it now. B12 and folate have a huge effect on methylation.
Really?
Yeah, these are two key methylation donors. So, we need to look at making sure, and this is where, why I'm so against vegetarianism and veganism, is unless you're supplementing with B12 and good quality B12, most people can't digest it. I mean, injectable is probably the only way that most vegetarians are vegan.
I use injectable B12, but why don't they sell injectable methylcobalamin? Why is it always cyanocobalamin?
It's actually because of the methyl uptake in the body through the digestible form compared to injectable form. So okay. It's to do with interaction with the blood when you enter it straight into the bloodstream in injectable form. The methylation is kind of like a bit more shock to the system for one, and also the molecule size and stuff. It's complex. We can get into it a little bit later on when we do another show, maybe on just B12, because I think we should do a show just on B12 and different forms of delivery systems and stuff like that. But the B12, what they actually, this was interesting, the rats, did a rat study again. No, it was a mice study, sorry. They fed these mice a diet either rich in the B vitamins, particularly, you know, we talk about B12 and folate, and they had another group that was basically eliminated the B vitamins from their diet as much as they could. So very low B vitamin, particularly B12 and folate,
right,
which is going to be a more vegetarian type diet because there's no B12 in any plant source.
Right.
No biological available B12, okay? So what they found was you get a demethylation of the gene in the pups. And that, what happened from there was these mice grew disorders where they got fat, the hair coloring changed from brown to more of a yellow, and they got obese.
Hmm.
But interesting is, what they found was they added back in the B12 and folate, and they could reverse it for the next generation.
Wow. For the next generation.
Yeah, but let's say they can actually do it for this generation too right now. Remember, mice have a shorter lifespan. We don't have the chance to create the epigenetic expression. And humans have been demonstrated we can do that.
Because we have a longer lifespan. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about epigenetics with Dr. Peter Rouse. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Sorry for clearing my throat with the mic open there for a couple seconds. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting ironmaglabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You can get a 25% discount when you buy peptides at opresource.net when you use the coupon code Superhuman25. It's all one word, S-U-P-E-R-H-U-M-A-N, the number two, the number five. Their prices are already ridiculously low. Save an additional 25% because you are a Superhuman Radio listener. Check them out. My guest today is Dr. Peter Rouse. We're talking about epigenetics. All right, so Peter, we want to talk now, I guess, a little bit about how the environment affects all of this. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, a little bit about that. I want to get a little bit more. Actually, we'll touch on a subject that you actually brought up before recently in a few other shows. With a life extension group that came on, and we're talking about telomeres. And I think you have, you know, we talked about telomeres and the potential for life extension there. We see this with tortoises, of course. The telomere in tortoises, first let me explain what telomere is so people can understand that. You know, telomere is the region at the end of the chromosome that kind of binds the chromosome and supports and stabilizes that chromosome. So what we found is that, you know, in tortoises, the degeneration of the telomere doesn't occur. So potentially the tortoises can live forever. And what we want to do is pretty much copy that so that, you know, copy that potential there, that we can see that, you know, we also gain that potential to maintain and stabilize the, you know, the actual telomere.
So, can you hear me? You know, I'm absorbing this.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if you were still on there.
No, I'm here.
Silence. So when we're looking at, you know, the health of the telomere, because what happens is every time you replicate the gene, it unravels and then reconstructs, and they reconstruct these telomeres at the end. But what happens is sometimes material gets mixed up, these little genes go in there, little clean-up genes go up there, kind of clean up things, and if you're missing the part, they'll take a bit out of the telomere, insert into the gene, the missing part of the gene that so that can reconstruct the complete genetic material. So as you do that, you break down the telomere slowly, you know, degenerating the telomere. It's not a definite like causation, but it's one of the leading causations towards aging is this shrinking and the degeneration of the actual telomere. And, you know, as I say, in tortoises, they can live 300 years. I mean, what kills tortoises? It's not old age. It's usually kind of exposure to diseases and or, you know, predator.
Yeah, or getting hit by a car if they're crossing the road too slow.
Yeah, hence, you know, man is probably their big greatest predator these days. So they can actually potentially live 300-400 years.
Wow.
So, and I know the Life Extension Group has done some research in this area, and I've also done some research in this area as well, and continuing research in this area where we can stabilize that telomere and even reconstruct the telomere so we can reverse some of the damage that's been occurring. So, you know, that potentiation there for repairing that telomere is your anti-aging or your life. I guess, you know, you could almost live forever if you can actually prevent that from breaking down.
Well, and theoretically there are some supplements out there that are supposed to do that. I don't know that you want to get into that at this moment. But
I won't save it for a whole show because that's going to get into some interesting stuff. But
good.
There are
okay.
some stuff that does that.
Right.
And the potential is very, very promising. It's not 100%, but at least you can reverse or halt some of the damage that is occurring.
Right.
And, you know, this is kind of a major factor on also coming back to epigenetics, how the epigenetics, you know, as it unravels and retravels, that can have an effect. The epigenetic can have an effect on how it's reconstructed and the degeneration of that telomere. So the epigenetic environment, and this can come back to where we're talking about environment now, can have an effect on the degeneration or the breakdown of that telomere.
Right.
So, you know, the more toxic environment you're in, the greater the greater the amount of breakdown of the telomere. So, you know, the environment toxicity we're talking about, we're not just talking about, people think about, you know, toxins in the air, whatever, the breathing, which is a big part of it, of course. And we talked about electromagnetic fields. I've been running lab work on people, and I can tell you, everybody's come back. We run every toxicity profile you can imagine, and they're coming back like highly toxic. It's amazing that these people are still walking.
Real.
And this is the average person walking around. Some of them are non-systematic. So basically, so they're asymptomatic. They don't have any symptoms of any condition, but when we test them, they have this high level of toxicity in their bodies. Now, this may or not affect them in the lifespan, which I suspect it will, though.
Right.
But what's it going to do to their children and their children's children? Because that's already done the damage in this epigenetic expression.
Gotcha.
Okay, and chances are it's going to be detrimental to the health anyway. We've seen a lowering of IQ because of these toxins. A recent study in China showing that, you know, the fluoride in drinking water, for example, will lower IQ. And fluoride, of course, is a toxin. So you've got many, many toxins in the environment out there now. Lithium is unbelievably high in waters now. I mean, I haven't seen anybody without an elevated level of lithium. And, you know, we know what lithium is for.
Yeah, they give it to people for bipolar disease.
Yeah, I mean you got to give it to
Sean. It has profound effects on the brain.
Sorry?
It has profound effects on the brain, but it's highly toxic as well. It only works in extremely low doses.
Yeah, I mean, we might want to give it to Charlie Sheen, but for the average person out there, it's probably not suitable.
Right.
So,
right.
But I'm not picking on Charlie at all, but he's actually a good guy. But, you know, there's such a massive amount of lithium in the environment as it is, and this is not organic lithium either. We're talking, you know, medical grade lithium that's been either purposely entered into the water supply or indirectly through, you know, the same way we get estrogen in the water.
Did you say Miracle Grow?
Medical.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you said Miracle Grow. I thought medical grade. Yeah, I understand that.
Sorry.
No. I mean, and what role does organic versus inorganic play? Like you mentioned arsenic before. There's organic and inorganic arsenic. One our body can tolerate and expel and one it can't, correct?
Yes. And only expelling so much though. I mean, organic form of arsenic, for example, the body can tolerate a small amount of that because it's naturally occurring in the environment. But if you have a look at the chemical structures between the two different structures of the inorganic and organic arsenic, for example, have a different structure, so your body's response to that is going to be totally different. Your body's ability to detoxify that through the detoxification pathways and to neutralize that toxin is going to be totally different. And the same thing with lithium, same thing with all these toxins coming in, and especially seeing with like estrogens and disruption of the endocrine system. Now, we worried about people's endocrine system today, but the effects on the children, the next generations, is also affected by these people who are affected now.
Right, right.
So I really think that you need to kind of look at what you're doing to yourself because it's going to affect future generations. We've got to look at that and really think about – you can kill yourself, that's okay, but don't kill your children and grandchildren.
Yeah, that you don't even know who they are yet. We have to take our last commercial break, Peter. When we come back, where are we going to go and setting up for the next segment, next show, which will actually be a great deal more in-depth into the scientific side of this?
Okay, what I want to do is actually give some people some tips today, right now, to how to clean up the environment so they can eliminate some of these environmental impacts that can have on the genome. So let's kind of go into that and give them some ideas there. They can start now, and then next show we can get a little bit more deep into it. So things they can make changes right now.
Okay. All right, so let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, Dr. Rouse will give you some tips on how to make your environment more effective at producing positive effects on your genetics. We'll be right back. Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or
or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm sorry if I sound a little distracted. I'm having a rough day today, to be honest with you. My guest today is Dr. Peter Rouse. We're talking about epigenetics. This is the first of probably what will be a 4-part series discussing the effects and how to change your genetic outcome. What we're going to talk about right now is some of the things that can be done to change your level of toxic exposure. Ultimately, that would have the best profound effect, right, Peter? Did I lose you, Pete? Are you there?
I forgot the microphone.
That's okay.
Right. Okay, if Dr. Connolly can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Okay, so yeah, I think that's one of the important ways to kind of start is, first off, getting things out of the environment that shouldn't be there. And one of the links I posted on your Facebook before was a site called everydayexposures.com. People can go there, and it's an interactive site where you can click on a house and look at the different toxins in each room of the house. And this is some,
Peter,
you know, looking at, for example.
Peter, yes. You're breaking up. You said you can go to this site and look at some of the everyday exposures that you'll find in your own house, you said, right?
You know what? I just realized I was actually on wireless internet and not plugged in. So I've just plugged in now, so that should make a difference.
No worries. Yeah, there you go. So anyway. So people can go to this website, everydayexposures.com,
yep.
And they can actually
yep.
see the things that are found in the average home that could be causing us some toxic effects, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the site, click on the bathroom, it comes interactive. You've got all the different things in the bathroom that could be interactive with toxins available to you. I mean, I'll give you an example of what I do personally. First off, shower filter, a must. I'm in rental position at the moment. I haven't bought a house yet, so we have we can't put in an in-house water filterization system. So the starting thing you can do in your bathroom is put a shower filter on your shower. That limits the amount of exposure to toxins. One thing it will not do, will not remove fluoride. Only reverse osmosis can do that, and you can't do that with shellfish because it's going to lose all the pressure. But by removing the chlorine and other toxins in there, it won't allow uptake through the skin of the fluoride. So the fluoride
might
be absorbed through the skin.
Do you think uptake through the skin is underestimated? I mean, most of us don't really put a whole lot of thought into it, do we?
Hell yes. It's massive. I'm really conscious about that. The transdermal effect of, like, you know, the combined, it's like fluoride is not really absorbed through the skin. But when you combine it with the positive ion of a chloride molecule plus combined with the heat, then you're going to get uptake. You're going to get transferred through the skin. So that alone itself is going to, you know, by removing some of these toxins, you reduce the amount of absorption through the skin. So that's one place people can start. I mean, just look at the common things. I mean, people think, oh, this stuff is too expensive. It's not. It's really cheap sometimes. You can look at, you can look at stuff like shampoos, for example. Look at if you've got a name you can't pronounce on the shampoo, throw it out. You can get cheap. Especially if you look shopping online, it's a great thing these days. Look online and find some products that are natural without all these chemical names.
You know what I found out? I never knew this. We had Dr. Michael Smith on the show, and we were talking about I'm trying to think what we were talking about, actually. I forget one of the shows that we had him on, and he mentioned that phthalates are in all of those plug-in fragrance units. You know, you plug it in, and it makes the house. He said phthalates have the ability to hold on to fragrance very well, so they use them in air freshening type devices that you plug in, that when they get warm, they radiate a scent.
Yep, and that's also what I was talking about with the in one other show. I talked about the dryers, you know, pads,
the dryer sheets, the dryer sheets, right.
But there's, you know, these phthalates. I heard you on another show, and I would actually want to add to something you said on another show, that, you know, phthalates may not be a big problem for estrogen. It's more you should be looking at, you know, like the soy. We were talking about the soy show, right?
Right.
Well, it's the phthalates' effect on the epigenome that we should be more concerned about. So phthalates are more dangerous than soy in some ways, except for it's a GMO soy, and then you've got a whole different story. But soy itself, and compared to the phthalates is in dull in comparison when its effect on the genome.
Really?
Yeah. Your statement was true in the sense of its effect on, you know, the estrogen effect and estrogenic effect in you know, from that environmental exposure compared to soy. But when we're looking at the genome effect, then that's a whole different ballgame. So, I mean, we can look in the bathroom here. I mean, all your cleaning products, basically most people are toxic. One brand I recommend is DeVita, D-E-V-I-T-A, I think it's spelled, might be V-E-T-A, D-E-V-E-T-A. And, I mean, I give this stuff to all our patients at wholesale. So if anybody wants it on the show, email me. I'm glad to sell it to you on the cheap, so you save a ton of money. You can get it as cheap as your chemical-laced products,
right,
or cheaper. A few of your listeners are actually doing it. I can do it for you cheaper than you can probably buy your chemical-laced products. I'm glad to do that for you. We can drop ship it directly to you. I'll make nothing on it. Like the robe that you could be wearing in the bathroom, for example, you know, is it genetically modified cotton? How's that influencing the absorption through the skin?
So really, is there any way to truly get out of the way of this sort of exposure? It doesn't seem like there is.
Yeah, easy. You got to think about everything in your house. I mean, one thing, air purifiers, great. I mean, I've got three big ones here, and we've got one down to the gym that we're going to use. But, you know, the air purifier is one way to get a lot of toxins out of the air that maybe in the environment, if you've got carpeted place or if you've got plastics and stuff, it pulls, because all these toxins actually accumulate to the dust. So if you can pull that out, and then you're drawing out these toxins from the air. So I think air purifier. Now, depends on that. Yeah, good one's going to cost you $8,000-$9,000, you know,
right,
from around that kind of mark. But you can actually get a small one. Think about where you spend most of the time when you're home, in your bedroom. Sleep at night. Get one for your bedroom. Have it on high before you go to bed for several hours. It'll clear the air out in the bedroom for you, so you're not breathing all these toxins overnight. You can buy those for $100. That one will cover your bedroom.
Wow.
Good choice. Other things like the food you're eating, get organic. Don't buy it at the supermarket. Don't buy and wrap it plastic wrappers and all this type of stuff. Go to the farmer's market. Invest in going to the farmer's market. You will save money anyway at the end of the day. You go to Whole Foods, you're paying twice as much for half this stuff.
Right.
get off your ass and go down to the local farmer's market and get outside too. Enjoy some of the vitamin D exposure too at the same time and support these local farmers too. Buy local. You know, and other things like the meats, you can get, you know, good quality meats online as well. We talked about U.S. wellness meats before.
Right.
You can get, you know, get the, you know, chemical free meats rather than all these chemical laced meats. Don't eat processed meats. It's so simple to eliminate these things from your environment. You know, glass bottles instead of plastic bottles as much as possible. Some areas you're not too worried about. Some, you know, some are better than others, of course. You know, when you're storing your food, store it in glass containers, not plastic containers. You know, the list goes on and on. The type of soap you use makes a huge difference. You know, all these things accumulate and add up. They talk about, you know, we were talking about before, you know, a little bit of exposure, this and that won't matter. It allows your body to get stronger and adapt to it. It doesn't. It's about toxic load. It's accumulation of these toxins, of different toxins that have an effect on your body. You may get a little bit of exposure to that, a little bit of exposure to this, but it's a total exposure that counts.
Right.
So when they do studies on these different toxins in the environment, they look at them individually. Where and ever on Earth, planet Earth, does one of these toxins occur by itself?
As a matter of fact, most of them have huge, toxin. Most of these toxins that we're talking about have amazingly long half-lives. You know, eradicating them, getting rid of them becomes very difficult.
I mean, there's some problem with cremation because these toxins are exposed into cremation and they're coming out of the stack. So we have to put fertilization processes on the stacks in cremation because of the fact that these toxins are coming out of the body and being exposed into the air.
Really?
Yes. So some of these toxins in the body, you know, it's huge. I mean, a lot of people, especially, you know, last generation and stuff like that, you know, mercury fillings and so forth.
Right.
You know, it's just, there's no way you can get exposure to one toxin. As I said, I do profiles and it comes back with 30, 40, 50 different toxins at
how long
high
does it take when you find somebody has 30, 40, 50 different toxins, how long does it take for them to take the steps in their lives where you start to see these levels dropping?
We do a special process. You can see an improvement after about 4 weeks, and you see it could take several years if they're really bad. Total elimination.
Wow.
Well, total elimination to a level where we can control it. I mean, you aren't going to get rid of everything. I can tell you right now. You're going to have something in your system.
Wow.
Yeah, everybody has.
Have you tested yourself, Peter?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Really? Okay. Because you lived in Asia for a while, which is you've told me time and time again how toxic the environment is there and how filthy it is.
Well, living in Hong Kong, Hong Kong is not so bad itself, but it's the industrial city next to it, Shenzhen, which pumps out the factories there. It's one of the major industrial areas, and all the crap from these industrial industry come over into Hong Kong, so you're breathing that stuff all day. But yeah, I mean, I was toxic. I'm still am a little bit toxic, but I'm improving. I'm continuously doing my infrared sauna. I'm doing detoxification. I do DMSA, you know, cycles of DMSA. I'm supporting glutathione. You know, I really support my glutathione production and so forth. So, you know, all this stuff helps. And I think detoxification is a really important part of when we're getting back to the epigenetics is controlling your epigenetic expression is we need to first eliminate the toxins in the environment. That's one of the first steps. Before we start adding in supplements to do this, supplement to do that, let's get rid of what's causing all this damage.
Right.
And number one is the environmental toxins would be number one.
I've got a bunch of amalgam fillings in my mouth that I really would like to get rid of this year if I can. I'm going to try. So we'll see what happens.
Before you do that, what you need to do, and this is advice for everybody out there, if you're going to look at getting the fillings removed, get tested first to see what your toxic load is already because, remember, it's going to overload your system when you get them removed. Make sure you get your system down to controllable, manageable amount. Get your body working on the detoxification pathways, then get them removed, and then go through detoxification again. If you pull them out and you already high load detoxification, it can push you over the limit.
And you can get ill, in other words.
You can die.
Okay. All right, listen, we've come to the end of the show. This is the primer. This is the first episode of what's going to probably be, what, 4 or 5 lectures, Peter?
We'll keep going until we won't run out of material on this. And the thing is that the material is coming out on a monthly basis. So
right.
Who knows?
Well,
but
we'll probably keep it to 5.
Four.
We'll probably keep it to 5 episodes, one-hour episodes. So this is the first one. We've laid the groundwork. Hopefully we've scared the crap out of you to make you pay attention now to what's coming next, which is the steps to increasing the likelihood that your genetics don't backfire on you. Peter, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks for having me today, Cole.
Okay. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow's Casual Friday. Hopefully my brain will be functioning tomorrow, and I won't be so preoccupied. But Casual Friday, we've got some great examples of nutritional idiocy tomorrow when my co-host, Elisa Profumo, comes on and discusses these. Stay tuned. We'll talk to you tomorrow.